This is 1320 WILS, a hearing held in D.C. featuring Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell. And they were talking about America's diet guidelines, the idea that, well, they're going to now help us eat healthier. And watching it, the bits I saw, it was like two bureaucrats who didn't seem to really have that much interest or knowledge about health. But let's get some real perspective, though, from Nina Teicholz, author of the book The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet. And Nina's also, of course, a journalist. Nina, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Hi.
Hey. So the what do you think of these two? Just the way the general approach they took, because it seems like, I mean, to me, they didn't seem like they were that interested in nutrition specifically.
I think they were. You know, they're in charge of the next set of dietary guidelines, which is America's National Nutrition Policy. It comes out. We have a new set of them once every 5 years. And this was a congressional hearing called by the House Agricultural Committee. Mm-hmm. And there's been a tremendous amount of concern over this set of guidelines this time. There's been an unprecedented number of public comments, 29,000 compared to only 2,000 in 2010. So there's been a lot of concern, and that's why the hearing was called.
Right. Let's do this, because here's our very own congressman here from Michigan, Dan Benischek. I mean, I feel he really called them out. Here is a part of what he told the two of them about what he thought of the guidelines so far.
I'm a little bit concerned about some of the things you guys have said here. The AMA brought out that 52% of Americans are pre-diabetic or diabetic. And yet, you know, the dietary recommendations are not really appropriate for that. I mean, there's too much carbohydrates. These people have a carbohydrate intolerance.
Well, what did you think of that comment, Nina?
I thought he did an exceptionally good job in his question, and he made a really essential point that is at the heart of what was being debated, which was that this recent Journal of the American Medical Association article came out with this, saying that more than half of Americans are now pre-diabetic or diabetic. That's mm-hmm. astonishing. And what came out in the hearing is Tom Vilsack saying, you know, the dietary guidelines are not for those people. We really only give recommendations about how to prevent disease or how to keep people healthy, but we're saying, you know, we're not in the business of treating disease. And so,
what did you think of that answer?
Congressman Benischek said, you know, yeah, if you're not applicable to more than half of Americans, then there needs to be a huge disclaimer on the dietary guidelines saying, you know, we're only relevant for less than half of the population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that came out. There was another congressman who made the same point, which is that, you know, for those people, carbohydrate restriction is really the most effective way to treat those conditions, not only diabetes, but also obesity. And so, you know, Secretary Vilsack said over and over, our guidelines are not for those people. That, you know, that means the 2/3 of Americans who are obese or overweight, the dietary guidelines are not for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a problem for the guidelines.
Do you think that kind of affects how Americans should look at the guidelines as they're going to come out then? Or?
I think they don't. I mean, it's really a central point, which is, are the guidelines going to have any credibility at this point? You know, if they're not for more than half Americans, and there's a lot of questions about the science that was used, whether or not it was properly reviewed, whether or not they excluded studies.
In fact, I want to get to some of that, because that's another point Congressman Dan Benischek brought up, and I thought their answers were weak on that, too. By the way, I'm talking to Nina Teicholz, author of the book The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet. Check that book out. You will learn a lot about food that you never ever knew. The Big Fat Surprise. Okay, this is Congressman Dan Benischek. This is where he confronts them about the data they're using.
You know, how do you determine what studies to put into to base your science on? This evidence library included some trials while excluding several other larger trials. I don't know why all the studies aren't included in the data. I mean, how does that not lead me to believe that there's a predetermined result that's been looked for?
What did you think of that point, then?
Well, he's spot on. I mean, I wrote a piece that was published a little while ago in the British Medical Journal that really documents how the Dietary Guideline Committee excluded from a lot of their analyses, you know, key important studies. And that was a question that came up not just by Benishek, but by a number of congressmen, which is, why are important studies excluded? Why are is the preponderance of the evidence not reviewed? And there's a number of areas where they simply seem to want to kind of confirm their pre-existing ideas and did not comprehensively review the science, the best and the most current science. And that is a huge problem in the report. And again, there's a question over and over. You heard today this question from congressmen. This is not a credible process. These mm-hmm. guidelines are not going to be credible. You're losing faith in the public. It doesn't matter if you're saying the right thing if the public no longer believes you. The credibility is shaky here.
Right. And here, well, by the way, this is Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Here's Tom trying to answer this question about the validity of their data. Listen to this.
Well, the process starts with a series of questions that are formulated, and then information is accumulated, and it goes through a process of evaluation.
I mean, I'm just surprised that NIH-funded studies, some of which are larger than the studies that you rely on for your data, contradictory studies funded by the NIH, are not included in the data. So I'm just kind of wondering why.
If you can give me specific studies.
Well, yeah, I can do that.
Honestly, watching it, I just thought, this is a real bureaucrat here. I mean, how did you take those exchanges?
Well, you know, I mean, it's great to hear somebody who's knowledgeable about the studies that were excluded. Indeed, there are large NIH trials that were all excluded from the National Nutrition Evidence Library. And, you know, and it's important to call out the secretaries on that. And and all of that is documented in the piece that I wrote.
But what is the deal? Why can't they just be upfront and answer the question and actually acknowledge these other studies that may be contradictory?
Well, because that would require, I mean, basically you're at a point where the science really contradicts our existing guidelines. Our existing guidelines call for, you know, a low-fat diet that excludes, you know, that is low in saturated fats, which are the fats that are in animal foods. And so now the science really is reversing itself on those, or has always reversed itself, was always weak and inconclusive, and there's a new evaluation of that science. But to acknowledge that science means to basically reverse out of the diet that they've been the government's been advising to the American people for 35 years. So it's extremely awkward, to say the least.
To do that. And this happens every, 5 years or so?
The dietary guidelines are every 5 years.
Okay. So at what point, I mean, is it going to be at 5 years from now when they do finally answer the questions and take in all the proper studies?
I don't know. I mean, my hope is that there will be change in this dietary guidelines, at least on the margins, and then that there should be really a rigorous outside scientific review of the evidence. You know, there should not be some sort of, like, hand-picked. The Dietary Guideline Committee members are hand-picked behind closed doors. There's no transparency. That process is clearly flawed and problematic and has not produced guidelines that create good health. That, you know, the quote that I think is the takeaway quote is, you know, Secretary Burwell at the end saying, you know, we're clearly on the wrong trajectory, she said, referring to diabetes and obesity and the inability of the guidelines to combat those diseases.
She's the one that can help push us in the right direction. And my sense was she wasn't going to acknowledge that she was ready to do that. At least that's how I read it. What did you think?
You know, they're very far along in the process, and I think they feel like it's too late for any genuine reform now. But you know, they really just, there hasn't been time, and it, you know, something has to change, because clearly, and this was the concern you heard over and over by people, why are our children so fat, and you know, why is diabetes such a problem? And you know, we need to, our guidelines clearly aren't working. Somebody said, you know, can we not say this is a failed policy?
Do you think that internally these secretaries, the departments, the government, do you think they really do know that these are off the mark? And I mean, is that known within the departments?
I think I can't answer what goes on actually in the departments. I think they know that there's a problem with the process and the fact that this current committee did not follow the kind of the systematic, like the methodology and the systematic review that they were supposed to. You could see mm-hmm. that all in the comments by both secretaries today, trying to distance themselves from this expert report. They kept saying, it's just one piece of the puzzle. We're not relying exclusively on this report. And that was an effort to distance themselves from the problems in this report by this expert committee this year.
Nina Teicholz, her book, The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet, highly recommend it, The Big Fat Surprise. Nina, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, that is it for us. Have a good night.